Michigan's radio program of record is The Steve Gruber Show. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's a Wednesday here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining in. You can find out more at stevegruber.com, the same place you can find the podcast, courtesy of Podbean. If you go to stevegruber.com, if you miss a conversation and you want to hear it again or go over it, go to stevegruber.com. Right on the right-hand side of the homepage, right? You'll see podcast. Click on that. You'll go to the Podbean account, which thousands of people have gone to already, and thank you for the support on that. Thousands of people have gone to the Podbean account. You can become a follower on there as well. So people like Ambassador Francis Rooney will always be there for you. He is our next guest here on the program. He served as the United States Ambassador to the Holy See, which, of course, is the Catholic Church under George W. Bush. Ambassador, welcome back to the program.
Steve, thank you for having me on.
We've talked a lot of things about the Pope. This Pope is a bit of a wild card, Pope Francis is. Says things that get a lot of media attention from time to time. Not too long ago, just a few weeks ago, releasing a whole dissertation on the environment, global warming, and basically an attack on capitalism in some ways. At least that's the way I took it. You think maybe he's wandering far afield?
Well, I thought it was surprising in several respects. First of all, it was surprising that the language about an issue that is contentious and still in dispute and under great differences of opinion was so conclusory and didactic, if you will. But I thought that was a little unnuanced. The second thing I thought about it, which was interesting, was that they were not willing to entertain in the Pontifical Council for Social Sciences any of the opposing views about the different potential contributing causes to climate change. And I thought that would have made the study a little more empirical than it was. And then, of course, the third thing is the link of climate change to poverty in the third world is a very complex issue, and there are many other reasons for poverty in the third world that I would argue that the Pope could add great value addressing, like authoritarian repressive governments that deny their people the right to rise up and improve their station in life.
Or socialism in general, because places like Venezuela have collapsed under socialism. Their grocery store shelves are empty, and yet the government keeps demanding more from the producers. You know, it's a spiral into socialism and communism that always fails. And the interesting thing, you know, I also saw in the news here recently, I learned from President Barack Obama that global warming is what caused ISIS to become what it is today. And I'm like, really? So terrorists are out there blowing people up and killing people because of global warming. And you make the comment about the Pope saying they want no opposing views. That's the way this whole climate change nonsense works. Here's our point of view, what you think is meaningless. And so he's right in step with the Al Gores of the world and all the others that say, it's settled science, there's nothing to talk about here. Really? We're in America. We talk about everything.
Yeah, in fact, you know, you make a couple of really interesting points there. Just this week, a high official in Cuba had called out for the de-Venezuelization of Venezuela, i.e. getting the Cubans back because they're fed up with the food lines. You know, Venezuela's got like 25,000 Cubans in there infiltrating their economy and providing services for free oil to Castro, and now they're calling them back because the conditions in Venezuela have become so horrible.
Well, it's an economic disaster. I mean, the place is falling apart, and this is the end result. And you can go back to the Bolshevik Revolution of the, you know, 1917, 1918, and the end result has been exactly the same for pretty much every socialist or communist society. Either there is devastation financially and people starved to death. Mao starved, 50 million of his own people. Stalin murdered 25 million of his own. Cuba is a wreck. Venezuela is a disaster. North Korea is a joke. And yet we sit here on this planet and people like, well, the Pope has, you know, talked about the evils of capitalism. Capitalism gives us transportation, education, communication, and agriculture. What else do you want?
Yeah, there's never been a system in the world that has provided so much to so many people. And that's why the people in the developing world are crying out for the opportunities that globalization and free enterprise has given them. The cottage workers in India, the micro borrowers, and the cottage workers all through the interior of South America making goods and getting them sold in the United States and Europe now. No doubt about it. And that's what frustrates me about some of the things that have gone on in this country lately to expand the reach of the government and undermine the First Amendment particularly, and kind of kill the golden goose, which, quite frankly, is something that de Tocqueville foresaw, which I put a quote about in my book, that he foresaw that the combination of religious liberty and economic liberty was going to create a powerful engine in the United States that sooner or later could become its own undoing when people wanted material things and rather than fight for their rights.
And obviously, Ambassador, we're with Ambassador Francis Rooney, who serves as the U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, which is the Catholic Church, for anybody who doesn't know, under George W. Bush. So, I mean, obviously you have a close relationship with the Catholic Church on different levels, and you just think that the Pope should stick to saving souls and not trying to save the planet, of which he apparently seems relatively uneducated about.
Well, I think saving souls is certainly priority number one for the Pope, and pursuing a diplomacy based on fundamental Catholic teaching is another one. And so there's many ways to deploy that diplomacy based upon the natural rights of man and seeking to improve the human condition and human dignity around the world. We might disagree on the priorities of singling out global warming versus opposing authoritarian regimes and or distracting the Pope's message against radical Islam. You know, Pope Benedict had a laser-like focus on secularism in the West and the abuse of religion by radical Islamicists in the East. And he used that laser-like focus to get a very clear message distributed around the world as part of his personal diplomacy. This message here is becoming a little diffused because the Pope speaks about everything.
Do you think there's, Pope Benedict stepping down voluntarily was a very unusual event? And I'm not sure we've benefited from it.
Well, I think it was a consummate act of humility for a man to leave that stage and the opportunity to do so many important things in the world because of his health conditions, and it just shows that he put the job above himself. And I wonder how many elected officials would do that. That's part of our problem in the United States. They want to get reelected, not necessarily lead. They could take a page out of Pope Benedict's book.
They'd love to do all those things for you, but they can't right now because, well, they're out collecting money for the next campaign. Ambassador, always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me on, Steve.
Ambassador Francis Rooney, everybody, right here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.